Dude, that is a crispy ass. This is a dangerously crispy ass.
What?
There's all right, the end of it. Well, this is Randy J, and you're listening to the Back Table Podcast. Here.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
Ooh. Sounds like someone here is a transphobe.
Boys like to keep the rules well enforced around here.
Everybody, and welcome to the Back Table Comedy Podcast, episode 167. It's your host, Andrew.
What'd you call it?
The
Piecast?
Back Table Comedy Piecast.
Some pie.
With your hosts, Andrew Crone and Josh Ashton, and our special guest today, it's the one, the only, the top. You're a little early on that.
What, the wind? I didn't create the wind.
The top crowd work meeting in Kelowna. It's Matt Baker, everybody.
Dude, thank you so much. I'm glad
Welcome.
You got the memo that I asked for you to say that.
Oh, I got your credits. I got your rider.
Am I right? Yeah. Everything I've worked so hard for in the last 8 years.
That's what I've
heard
talk around the town is that you're the best crowd worker. Workist?
I don't know if it's... Crowdist? I don't know if I'm the best. I just do it a lot, apparently. So... that doesn't mean you're the best, right? Because there's some people that tell jokes and they do it a lot and they're not the best either. So it's
I don't
just
mean
like,
this in a disparaging way in any way.
Yeah.
But I only do it when I'm out of material.
Oh.
Or when I don't have faith in the material that I do have. And then if I'm doing crowd work, I'm in a bad place. Because I'm not good at it.
Well, we know that. But Matt's actually good at it.
I'm not really a likable guy.
You know, you do. You're very likable, I think, on stage. I don't think I've ever seen you really do crowd work other than like the odd riff when people like engage you.
Usually it's just to make people stop engaging.
Yeah.
Yeah, his crowd work is shutting down the audience.
Yeah, I think we have different energies. I wouldn't say you're not likable, but I would say
you're not likable.
Thank you, Andrew.
Okay, can we
He says it all the time.
If there's one thing I know about Josh Ashton's comedy, it's that as soon as he gets on stage, I'm like, this guy is unlikable.
Look at his smug face.
Yeah,
look at I always say the first thing.
This guy in his goddamn pipe cleaner figure.
Look at him. He thinks he's so much better than all of us. Us audience members. Look at the way he humps the stool.
Dude, this guy, oh, man.
It's a completion.
I don't get why he holds the mic stand all the time like that. Is he trying to stable himself or what?
Sometimes he'll hold the mic stand and lift it up off the ground.
With both hands.
Yeah.
In a feat of strength.
Why are you working so hard?
To establish
dominance. I just like to get
dominance.
My cardio worked.
It's the only workout he gets. It's when he lifts the mic stand up.
Yeah, so I keep this perfect figure. So.
Anyways, good to see you, Josh.
Yeah.
Now, Matt, tell Josh that... The crowd work, the joke that you made on Facebook about crowd work.
Oh.
Was that what it's about?
Well, no, I'll tell you what it's about afterwards.
The joke I made about crowd work on the Instagram and the Twitter and the Facebook is a lot of people say I'm a crowd work comic, and to that I say, is anyone celebrating anything tonight?
It's because on September 24th, add that to your calendars, we're doing a recording for a Kelowna comedy album.
Ooh, yeah.
A compilation, ooh. If you will. And we had a meeting about it at the house yesterday with Stuart and Dave and Bonnie and Ferris and myself. And we were trying to figure out who would be a good host. And I was like, Matt Baker's the best host that we have. And they're all concerned that he would do too much crowd work.
As a host?
Which would get the audience in that mood to like talk, which we don't want on an album. But I'm like, I think he's fully capable of just doing material. I don't think he doesn't have to just do crowd work. That's not... You write more than anyone else in the scene, I think.
You've always
got new fucking bits.
I mean, every time he's
pisses
headlined
me right
a show,
off.
Last show he did that he headlined it, even the whole, the last one he hosted at, which was the Crowning Thief and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The show was like 4 hours long because he just would not stop talking to the crowd, asking for recommendations. He's like, all right, I got Christopher Walken as a Ninja Turtle. Throw me a place. And then he just kept throwing stuff out. And then, yeah.
Matt Baker was doing this?
Yeah, it was like a 2-hour set he did after the headliner.
But the big thing is, like, you can get away with saying that as long as you preface it with, like, hey, guys, we got to keep the show going. But before I do that, yeah. I just want to do a quick.
Before we go. Yes, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, yeah. And I always like to riff off what the next comic said. So if they don't have anything if they didn't say anything that I could riff off of, I'll just get the audience to send up some suggestions and go from there.
Yeah, and you wear an ascot. That's the weirdest thing. It doesn't match anything you wear.
Yeah, that's the
point. And then you wear an ascot.
Yeah,
Sonny Dollywell does that. His first joke is always a reference to whatever the last person just said.
Sonny's great for that, man. He's insane. He'll watch like an entire show and then give every person like a feedback or a tag.
Yeah, it's annoying. it's pretty great.
Dude, what a dick move, man.
If I ever open for Sonny, I'm just going to do my worst joke right before him so that he remembers.
That's a good idea.
So he remembers only my worst joke.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm going to tell the golf story at the very end of my set and just drag it.
And he'll say one line and make that whole thing worth it for the audience because it'll be so funny, whatever he says.
Yeah, he'll tag it and you'll be like, goddammit.
Did I not think of that?
I'll say, I'm using that, bud.
That's mine, pal.
That's mine now, man.
I had that written down somewhere. I just didn't want to say it.
I was saving it for you anyways. I knew you'd say it, so whatever.
Whatever, dude.
Whatever.
How about you fucking sit down and write some more, bro?
Anyways, how you doing, Matt?
Dude, I'm grand, man. I'm grand. I'm happy to be here. I just moved, and now I live in a different place. And
that's how moving usually works.
Where'd you move to?
I moved in with a fellow comic friend of ours.
Oh, who's that?
That's Valina Tezgov.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
Yeah, it's great.
You haven't
gotten
much sleep.
I haven't gotten sleep in years. That's good. It's fun. I forgot that there's dogs that live in the house, so then you have to deal with dogs, but they've been good. And
Sally's pretty easy to deal
with. Sally's great. Barry's easy.
Barry's a bit of a punk.
Yeah, we got up early this morning and went to the gym. Like, we used the gym in the facility and got a pump on.
You know what? She never did that last year.
Yeah, well, this year she's doing it. So
Matt used to
do
it, but just to go shower and have a shit.
Yeah.
This is the last time you fell asleep. Your car got stolen, so.
Yeah, I don't sleep anymore because of that. It's too traumatic. It's sleep for me is triggering.
You wake up all.
Yeah.
Where is it? Where's my car?
Anytime someone says I slept really well last night, I just let them know that that's kind of a traumatic thing for me, and it's a touchy.
Yeah,
touchy subject. So
I lost my snowboard, dude.
Yeah, but I got them all back.
You got it back,
which is so crazy.
Oh yeah, and
they
the
found
car.
Them a year later. And, yeah, the car I got 3 days later, but the snowboards I got a year later.
This was a little smelly. There was a whole.
No, I think it smelled better when it came back.
Did you?
Because I wasn't in it for 3 days.
Did you get the snowboards back in the spring? Or the summer?
I got them back in the fall, in November.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. They found them. Yeah, it was crazy. And then that was last November, and then I moved out here. A little later, I guess. I can't remember.
Yeah, you were in Halifax still, right?
Yeah, I was in Halifax when they... Well, I was in Ontario when my buddy found the one ad for one of them, and then I was like, go check these other places, and he did, and they were like there. The same place, like the one...
You guys get busted?
I don't know. The cops said they were going to go after him, but I mean, they have bigger problems, I guess, than the guy who... But I have him on Facebook. Well, I don't have him on Facebook, but I know what he looks like on Facebook, so... If I ever really wanted to go after him, I could. But the cop was saying that the guy was kind of weird. Like, he had a bit of a history anyways. And he looked crazy.
Oh, this wasn't his first offense?
No. For sure not.
You didn't just decide to steal your car?
But I don't think it was the guy who stole my car who had my snowboards. I think it was kind of like the people who stole my shit. Probably like,
sold it to him.
He's a fencer.
Yeah, they probably made a good trade for it or
sold
something.
Sold it to the fence guy.
Yeah. So
what I do on Red Dead Redemption when I when I rob a house or some dude on a horse.
Some
I go straight to the fence and I sell all of his fucking loot, dude.
Do you take gold teeth?
Y'all take gold teeth? I'm a gold member. You take gold teeth?
A gold what?
Gold member.
Oh, gold member.
Platinum member, I guess, maybe. That's a gold member. You can have a gold membership at Costco.
I think platinum's higher up, though.
Yeah, I mean, I just mean I can't afford platinum.
Okay. Well, what does that get you at Costco?
You just get in there.
You skip the line?
You can buy as many hot dogs as you want.
I think you can do that anyways.
I don't even think you need a membership to buy hot dogs at Costco.
You do. You need a membership to get through the door.
No, yeah, there are a bunch of Nazis now.
You go through the one door and you say, I'm just picking a prescription. And then you go into the food court.
Ah, there it is.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Far out. Not that I do that, but I've heard tell because...
not that I do that.
I would Costco. Hey, Costco, if you're listening right now, listen, Officer Costco, whoever runs President Costco, I would never... Actually. I know. That's why I'm giving a heads up that I personally, Matt Baker, would never do such a thing.
Well, you are kind of a bad influence, especially on thieves, because they weren't planning on stealing your car, but you left the keys in it, so then you made them a car thief, too. They're just going to be regular thieves.
Wait, you left the keys in the car?
The keys were in my spare keys were in my backpack that was in the backseat of the car, because...
You were living it.
I was just out here to kind of
sell. They stole your home.
Yeah, basically. It was good. It was great. It was fun. Everyone, like, when people were talking about it, obviously, this was years ago, but when people are like, how'd they get your car? Like, is it fucked now? I was like, no, there's keys in it. They're like, why in the hell were there keys in it? I was like, well, where do you keep spare keys when the only place you have to live is your car? Like, I'm not going to keep two sets of keys on me. That would be weird.
You hide them under a rock at your house.
Give you a friend to hold on to?
Yeah, but I was only, I had the car in my possession for less than 48 hours.
That's just bad luck, man.
Yeah, dude. Also, it's crazy.
You can't have anything nice.
The fuck is that shit?
Watch out.
For the past 4 years, comedian Matt Baker has been the one telling all of the jokes. But what happened at last Friday's show was no laughing matter.
No laughing matter.
Here's a picture of the
I was doing my first show back in Kelowna. Yeah. I dropped my friend off at the airport in Penticton in the morning. I hadn't even been in Kelowna for 24 hours yet. I did two shows at Dakota's, 7 and a 9. Both were amazingly fun shows. I was having a great night. I parked my car where I usually park it for the last 4 years of doing comedy. And I just
happened
to
I'm being sarcastic.
On Friday night to come out to my car.
Like, yeah, we have shows here 7 till 9. Also, my car gets
glass
good.
Shattered.
There's these fucking sons of bitches right there. Look
at it. If you're going to come to a show, I would cab.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely cab.
Which are precious to me. No one else.
You have the same
rain jackets, winter jackets, a split board worth $1,500, two snowboards.
Now, I always joke that I look like the guy who stole my car in that video.
I have a joke where I talk about it.
Like, we're here with our primary suspect. I'm like, no, I'm the victim. Like, we were told that you were the guy.
Are you sure?
I broke it up with my hatches. Like, bam, bam, bam.
Bam, bam.
Or smash, smash, smash.
Smash, smash, smash.
So I pushed my foot on the pedal like, vroom, vroom, vroom.
But you definitely have a revenge plot against this guy.
Dude, like,
you're just keeping him in the back of your mind.
Oh, yeah. I can't say anything on here, obviously, because I don't want an audio record of it. But
even
yeah.
I have a revenge plot against these two sons of bitch.
What's your revenge plot, Josh?
What?
What's your revenge plot?
I'm going to wait until they're on their deathbed, which is right after Matt Baker gets a hold of them. And they're going to be on their deathbed in the hospital and be like, and I'm going to go... I'm going to find their breathing tube, stick it up my ass, and shit, I'm going to go down into the, I'm going to eat all the hospital food on the way up to
the place.
You're
going to go to Costco first.
Costco.
Get a prescription hot dog.
Endless hot dogs. Yeah, prescription from the doctor at Costco. And then I'm going to go straight to the hospital and stick my ass in their breathing tubes at the same time. And let a ripper go. There's a little extra juice in there, and that's just a cherry on top. And then I'm gonna punch them right in the throat.
Yeah, that's
so that they
good.
Can't tell anyone what I look like or anything.
I'm just trying to think, what would you have to do to someone so that they inhale deeper? Like if you punch
tickle.
Them in the stomach, like oh yeah, that's true.
Punch them in the stomach. So
punch them in the stomach. Yeah, right. And then you send the fart down the tube.
Yeah, show them a picture of Crohn's face.
I'm only throwing up because of the fart, not because of his ugly face.
Feel so horrible.
Tell them that the vaccines actually have really negative effects. And then, yeah.
I'm guessing the people who stole your car didn't get the vaccine.
No, probably not.
They stole your car and drove it to Ontario.
Yeah, I assume the people who stole my car are probably afraid of needles.
Yeah, that's where they draw the line. They don't know what's in that shit.
No, who knows? It is what it is. I'm just lucky I was in a good enough spot that I could get away with not having a car and all that stuff. Like,
hey, you slept in the back room of Dakota's.
Yeah.
Under the pool table.
Yeah.
That's where Dave usually sleeps.
It's like, you can stay here, but it's going to be $50 for 15 minutes.
What? No.
All we have is free beer tickets. Sorry.
Can't use it on soda.
You have to get beer with it.
We don't have tapless soda, unfortunately.
Fuckers. Do you actually eat hot dogs, though? I thought you just said you were on a reverse keto.
No, I love hot dogs. I got Smokies at the house right now. When I'm done this, I'm going to go home and grill some Smokies. Oh. Dude, bacon cheddar Smokies.
Ooh.
Right?
They put bacon inside?
Yeah, yeah.
What
the? Bacon in there and cheddar in there.
How do they get the bacon inside?
I don't know, dude.
That's far out.
That's like
the cheddar, I can understand. Like, they probably just have a tube and they shove it in and then squeeze it in. But bacon?
Bacon. Well, I assume it's just mashed up in the same stuff that... It like everything's mashed up and then they sliver it in. Because I don't think the cheddar is like a tube of cheddar. I think it's like bits of cheddar.
Oh.
Yeah, so they mash it up and then they like roll in the joint.
It's part of the smoky.
Yeah. It's built in. Yeah, gotcha. They'll be good. We'll see.
You are a disgusting slob!
Whoa.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Dude.
I mean, yeah, that's reasonable.
Harsh.
That's reasonable. Just because you're a father now doesn't mean you get to look down on others.
That's all I do now. I just look at it with my hands on my hips and go, ugh.
Disgusting. That you is disgusting.
It. I don't know if I said it on stage one time. I was mad about people shooting off fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
I actually was. It was new.
You did that recently, actually.
It was on New Year's. And I was mad about fireworks on New Year's because it was 9:45.
It is pretty late to be shooting off fireworks.
I was like, I'm giving
him
another
Year's.
10 minutes. And I'm fucking calling the cops.
Dude, if I hear one more explosion after 10:03, I am getting the local law enforcement involved.
Every time I heard another pop of the thing, I'd be like, really? Another one? I'm pretty sure we've seen enough.
Someone's having good time out there.
Real flashy light. Wow, how exciting. Just like the last one. Put them away!
Wow, lights and a loud noise. Cool.
Wow, so amazing.
I'm real impressed.
You done now?
God damn it. That's just my nose whistling because I didn't have my breathe rates on yet.
Didn't have that little band that goes over your nose to open up both nostrils.
Yeah, and then I really get huffy and puffy.
Sometimes when we're on acid, Ferris will just shoot off fireworks and it's like midnight or later. What? And I'm like, and I'm high and paranoid. I'm like, dude, stop.
The freaking military's going to attack us.
I don't want choppers flying in here while I'm on acid.
That'd be so fucking
Shut
crazy.
Shut that shit down.
That's how the government finds you, dude.
You guys know this isn't the 4th of July, right?
Yeah, you know, this is just a regular Saturday night, right?
Do you guys think people blow off fireworks on September 11th?
Oh, come on, man. It's not funny.
How dare you?
How else would you remember?
It would be weird to have
instead of lights, they're just dust bombs.
Yeah. I think Facebook is great because it'll tell you whose birthday's when, but also, if you ever have a friend whose birthday is September 11th, you imagine how like weird that would be that day to get a cake with candles on it?
Yeah, and blow just it two out. Candles in the middle.
Just two candles. I don't think I can blow them out. Here, make an airplane noise.
Because the
sorry,
kid's 2
what?
Years old. He blows, and the kid won't eat the cake, so like, here comes the airplane.
Oh, God.
He goes to blow out the candle, but then somehow the bottom of it just gives out and the whole thing collapses.
Something's off.
Wait a second.
This candle's made out of whatever thing they talked about in the conspiracy
steel beams
film.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Jet fuel melts steel beams.
Jet fuel cannot melt wax.
Do you think? I'm sure there's someone out there who's probably made like a 9/11 cake, right? Like just
guaranteed.
Two towers of cake.
Oh, for sure.
There has to be.
There has to be. Also, I think they probably made one for the new, because they rebuilt them, right? They're rebuilding them, are they not?
Are they?
Made like a park or like a...
I thought it was just like a memorial site.
Yeah, it's like a ground zero. And then they put a mosque there, and then everyone's all mad.
Oh, shit.
Racists.
Yeah, all the
angry.
We're upset. Okay, cool.
Awesome.
I type in, are they rebuilding, into Google? Third option, the Twin Towers.
Nice.
The site is being rebuilt with up to 6 new skyscrapers. Oh, that's good. More targets.
Yeah.
4 of which have been completed. A memorial and museum to those killed in the attacks. Interesting. A museum of people who were killed in terrorist attacks?
They have to dig them back.
They have their bones set up or something?
What's going on?
Well, when they start building the new towers, they're going to find more people.
That's the shitty thing, right? Of like how we are as people. Like 1,000 years from now, people will like go into a museum and they're just going to see like a shelf with white Oakleys on them.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh yeah, this is the eyewear they used to rock back then.
Yeah, a shiny Ed Hardy shirt.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're not rebuilding the towers. They're just building more buildings there.
Yeah.
Because it's empty space in New York, and they're like, oh, we got to fill that.
Dude, real estate.
They don't even have back alleys on Manhattan.
Apartments. We got to build apartments.
Location.
You know how much I have to piss all the time?
No.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah. It's usually
on my
chest.
You know how much I have to piss? There's no fucking back alleys in New York, so I had nowhere to piss all the time.
It was full of alleys.
No, all the buildings are against each other because they're out of room.
I could have sworn there was... Every movie I've seen, there's alleys.
That's
people,
in, like, Brooklyn and shit.
Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn,
Manhattan,
New York.
Manhattan, because it's an island, it's so fucking jam-packed, there's no room for nothing.
Yeah,
it
so...
It sucks major
ass. Do you
ass.
Think people have to leave the island to be?
I had to.
Sit on the subway for 4 hours to find a bathroom?
Go to the bridge and just piss off.
Isn't the subway just a moving bathroom, though? You could have just gone there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went in my pants like everyone else.
That'd be a nightmare for me, because I have a really shy bladder, so I'd just be like, oh, they're really...
Ooh,
I can't
bashful.
Go anywhere.
It gets all red.
Yeah, I've got a shy bladder. It's really terrible at making friends.
I love that bit.
Yeah. When my bladder goes to parties, it just stands in the corner and doesn't talk to anybody. Better than an outgoing bladder, though, right?
Yeah. No one wants that.
Hey, man, what's going on? Ah, what the hell? Are you peeing on my leg?
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
It's just so much.
It means he likes you.
He likes you. Mm. Dude, yeah. I wouldn't want to have to pee in Manhattan.
No. I mean, I made it happen. But
I've peed in...
You find dumpsters.
You're here today.
Oh, yeah.
I pee in Manhattan a ton.
Can hit it, dude.
Yeah, dude. We're back on Craziest Places You've Ever Paid. We're here with our guest, Josh. Josh, it says you were in Manhattan. You had to take a leak sometime. Tell us more.
Well, not just that, dude. Because I was sitting up in a bar that was a second layer up, so I was like above the road.
Yeah.
I was just watching all the homeless guys collecting bottles because they threw... They don't have
Where do they go to the bathroom?
In their pants.
Piss jugs.
Also, they just do it like in the street. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But if I do it, I get arrested.
I saw that once in Victoria, actually. I was like 17 years old, and I was waiting outside a restaurant with my mom and my grandmother. And across the road, this guy just pulls out his dink and starts pissing on the ground.
Well, I've
and I was
seen
like, Grandma,
mom.
Look at that guy's cock!
You said cock?
And she was like, oh, look at that cock! I want to suck it!
Was
it
your grandpa?
It was my grandpa was dead, dude.
I'm
Way
sorry.
To bring up a sore subject.
Sorry.
Anyway, so my grandma went and sucked that homeless cock. And now she's got sores. Another sore subject.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude.
What kind of sores? Dino?
More like gyno.
Gyno sores.
Oh, folks, that's it for today.
No, but I was watching this guy, because they don't have dumpsters. They just throw all the bags of garbage in piles on the street, and then a guy has to come by.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's real nice at about 7 o'clock at night.
Quaint.
Stinks. Every restaurant, every place just throws their garbage in a pile. There's like 20 bags in a pile.
But it smells great when it rains.
Oh, fuck, dude, it sucks. It's like such a grimy city in all facets. But I'm watching this homeless guy, and he had it down pat, because he's like, he goes to the bags, he spread them all out so they're like one... layer.
Yeah.
And then he would kick them, and all the rats would run away, and then he'd dig in there, get all the bottles, and then he'd put all the garbage back, like it'd be all over the street, and they'd put it all back into the thing and tie it up.
Yeah, he used to put it back in the thing.
Yeah, and keep the bottles that he found, and then he'd go to the next bag, kick it, all the rats would run away again, and I was just like, holy fuck, this is disgusting.
You love rats, too.
Dude, every time, it was like watching a horror movie, I was like, oh my god. Because every time the rats would run away, I'd be like, where'd it go? It went right to the front door. It ran into the building. That's
They're at my front door, dude. These rats are looking for trash.
Oh, dude.
These rats are out for trash, bro.
You want to watch a horror movie, dude? It's just called Rats. It's a documentary. I think it's on YouTube. But it's just called Rats. And then they use, like, horror music. It's just, like, super atmospheric. Like, it's like you're watching, like, Eraserhead, but it's about, like, fucking...
Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. But they just go over all that shit, and they're... Rats are so fucking smart, it pisses me off.
Does it sound like this? Rats.
That's when the rats put sunglasses on.
Hey, folks, right? Come check out Rats.
No, there's the older rats, like the veterans. Like, because you can't, they always have to change.
The ones missing, with the nice license plates.
They're missing limbs, and they have chunks of shrapnel in them.
They hang outside the stores and they go wear their medals.
They go to the Legion.
But they, because all the exterminators, they don't have any poison that's up to date because they get, like, such a fast immunity to it.
Yeah.
Because all the higher up rats will send the young one, there'll be, like, a new poison, so they'll be, hey, young guy. Go check out that thing. Go eat it. And then they go and eat it. They die. And then the older ones come in and they eat that dead rat. So it's like a less potent version. And then they get an immunity right away. It's like fucking terrifying, dude.
That's bad news. In other words, our word from a sponsor, oh, rats.
It's freaking terrifying.
This I show watch brought it, to like, you by rats.
Like once a year. Just to get me, just to get me scared again.
Everyone likes it. There's some people that like have a quiet moment on September 11th to remember, and you're like, I gotta watch the rats documentary, dude, once a year.
How many rats do you think were like when the towers fell? How many rats do you think just ran out of there?
That was another thing in the documentary. They said don't ever eat at a place where there's construction going on beside it, because wherever the construction is, all those rats had to go somewhere. So they go all the restaurants
into the kitchens of the restaurants. And yeah, they go through the pipes.
They go up through the pipes and through toilets and shit, dude. They have to, like...
Oh, man, that's like the time I was taking a shit in New York.
And a rat ate your butt.
And I was sitting down on a toilet in a restaurant, and then a rat bit my beanbag. Came up through the pipes and bit my beanbag.
Why are you playing with a beanbag?
Huh?
You're playing with your hacky sack on the toilet?
Well, yeah. I was bored.
So you're hacky sacking while shitting?
Yeah, you don't hacky sack all your shit?
I don't hacky. I only hacky sack
on stage.
At the beach when I'm next to a tree and a bunch of people.
You sack of hack.
That's my album name.
Sack of Hack?
Sack of Hack.
Yeah, what's this local comedy album going to be called?
We don't know yet.
Local comedy.
I think
presents.
It should be called California, dude. Oh.
Oh, shit, dude.
I think it should be called The Sound of Humping a Stool for an Hour.
I think it should be called, you guys like wine tastings?
It should be called None of Us Got Paid for This.
Wait, you're not getting paid for it?
Well, the idea is to have stuff to put on Sirius and then get royalties.
On Sneerius.
Sneerius.
Yes, Sneerius.
It's going to be you guys.
Why are you doing... Oh, God.
West Coast.
West Coast? Not even fucking on the coast, you idiots.
We're on the west side. Best place in
the world right here. This might be one of the worst songs I've ever heard.
Who is this?
Dolla D.
Funny thing is, video, they got like all the trashy West Side girls that I went to high school with to be in the video.
It's like the most stereotypical douchebag. They're all like shiny shirts, white guys.
It's not a single black person in the video.
No black person. There's pit bulls in it. Check it out, man. It's from 2011, so it's right after the Guido phase.
Do you think those guys have kids now, and their kids are just getting used to YouTube?
I think there was kids made during this video.
It has like one of those warnings, like no animals were harmed.
Yeah.
Several kids were made during the making of this video.
No animals were harmed, but some were pleasured. Yeah, it's just like dudes with buck teeth and missing canines or they're black and it just looks like they're missing. And then a bunch of real greasy chicks.
I mean, it's a pretty good representation of Kelowna, I'll be honest.
It is a good microcosm.
I heard they spend a lot of money on that.
I don't think anyone will watch this and go,
sunglasses.
I should go to Kelowna, though.
White sunglasses for sure.
Chest tattoos.
No wonder tourism dropped significantly that year.
It's pretty bad.
This is one year we didn't have wildfires or a flood, and they're like,
they don't mention wildfires once.
Why aren't people coming here?
Yeah,
it's because of the Kelowna-fornia video.
You guys didn't see the Kelowna-fornia? Oh my god!
On YouTube, I typed in Kelowna and it autocorrected fornia.
Yeah,
like it was one of the first things. So that's not good.
It's not good for society.
No,
as people, we're not doing well. I think
like the guy, the main singer guy here, He looks like Telly from the movie Kids. You know, like, fucking just total slime ball, like, probably has AIDS.
He's good.
I like the idea of people using your descriptions as trying to find people, like this guy who just killed a bunch of people in Saskatchewan. Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, this guy looks like Telly from this thing, and he probably has AIDS.
They're like, damn it, that's everyone in Saskatchewan.
Right. Sketch artist is drawing that?
Yeah.
Does he look like this? Actually, yeah, that's perfect.
A picture
damn,
of
that's just crazy.
A picture of Tom Hanks from
can you draw him without AIDS just to see? No, no, no.
Yeah, it was definitely the first one.
That was way more accurate.
Oh, man. I guess there's a whole bunch. There's one called Colonifornia Episode 9.
Episode 9? They made 8 more?
I don't know if it's like a reality show that they tried to do or not, but it's ultra douchey.
Oh, God. Is it the same people?
It looks like it. That looks like Telly. Yeah, it's just nothing but trash, dude.
What's the chance of that guy's last name being Tubby?
Tubby.
Here's one. This Lil Windex. That's the guy's name. What a fucking horrible name. You're gonna get copyright for that.
Riri featuring Ronnie. And, what's the song? Oh, the song is called Lil Windex.
Yeah, no, that's who wrote it.
Well, then the song can't be called Riri featuring.
Yeah, it could be called Riri.
You think so?
Yeah.
Riri.
Let's check it out.
Let's check it out.
Let's check Chrome it out.
Chrome just likes the thumbnail.
This is an ad. What was the thumbnail? I didn't even see the thumbnail.
I'll go back. I'll show you.
Oh, it's a trashy
it's like
lady.
The trashiest lady.
And some guy is just sniffing her butt.
Yeah, she's wearing a bow tie as a bikini.
Interesting.
With a golden belt. All right, here we go. Colonifornia. Lil Windex. Re-re.
I'm sorry. Should have done that.
Wait, so they just remade the song?
Girl, I re-re. I'm gonna repeat. She the type of girl.
Is that a gunshot?
No, it's a staple.
Oh my God, this guy is even...
This guy looks like
he has bleach blonde braids.
He looks like the from another Harmony Korine movie. He looks like the guy from fucking Spring Breakers. He's got like...
James Franco's character?
Yeah, the James Franco character. He's like total sleazeball. Here's a bimbo.
Face tattoo?
Listen, we got the Canadian Diamond Boys house party coming up in California. I'd love for you and a couple.
Why is he talking like that?
Why is he talking like that?
Sure, I might pull up with a few.
There's no way that's how he
who
actually
says
talks.
I might pull up with a few?
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Why does he have an accent?
Who says thank you very much, have a good day when they're handed a flyer to a shitty party?
Oh. And there's one black guy at the thing.
Starring Dow Jones and Sid Neck.
Sid Neck. They all have neck tattoos. They got grills. Yeah, the song is called Riri. That's her name is Riri. This is us, dude. This is our town.
Oh my God.
I mean, the audio quality
is there
is good.
Any good rappers from Kelowna?
Well, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Ha, ha.
Like, why does he sound like a baby?
I need
he's
a
doing
girl.
Like baby talk.
I need a girl with a pee-pee.
He sounds like he had to... He sounds like he stabbed his toe and they're like, no, we're rolling.
Mama, I have a boo-boo.
Yo, I want a girl with a pee-pee.
Yo.
Chances are she has one. Looks like it.
If you check my Google research, it's... Mostly he/she.
Who the fuck tries to? The guy's purposely making his voice sound like it's like he's a baby.
I want a girl with a pee pee. Really into he/she.
I mean re shit.
Fuck. Can we start?
Yo,
start
we gotta
over?
Start again, dude.
We gotta start from the top.
I don't know who said that. Who said that? Who told me to say that?
Who in the fuck wrote this?
I will come after you. My neighbor's father's brother is a lawyer in Manitoba.
Yo. I need a girl with a big old dick.
A big old dick?
Yeah.
Dick.
I need a girl.
Girl.
Who's not really a chick.
Chick.
Yeah.
Ew, a clit.
With a dick.
Is that a pussy? Get away from me. I only like big old pee-pee.
Yeah.
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 This sounds manlier than this fucking chipmunk who's singing before.
What you doing? I just stubbed my toe.
Ooh, ooh, I got a pee-pee.
I like girls with pee-pees, don't you know?
No, no.
Suck my dick so I can suck yo.
69 all the time.
Yo. Ha. Turn the music up in them headphones. I forgot the next lyric. But I'm singing it with spirit.
Nice, dude. You can't say that word technically. It's not our word.
Oh, shit.
This guy is a Lambo, but I'm pretty sure you can see the budget rental sticker on the back of
it. The fact that budget rental, the fact that you can rent a Lambo is a great way to show like how society is like, no, we're pretty much based on looks.
Yeah, like, it's like,
we don't really care about you know, personality. It's very much.
Yeah, very surface.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, surface my God, level is possession that a Lambo? Based.
Yeah, it's a rental.
Yeah. It's like $400 a day, so.
Yeah, my other car's in the shop, so.
It's either rent a Lambo or I could rent a Bobcat, so.
Yeah, my other car's a skid steer.
Yeah, that's why on the MTV Cribs, it's all the same Lambo in every house, because they rent them.
Is it a Lambo? Yeah, it's a rental, because my car got stolen outside of Dakota.
Ah, goddamn it.
It was a Sentra.
Yeah. Yeah, my other car's in the shop, dude. I'm a forklift operator. When I'm driving forklifts, I'm usually at home, and when I'm not at home, I'm usually getting rental Lambos, because I don't book ahead.
Hey, should we go to a quick break?
Everyone looks like Crystal Bell in this. Or Taz
McNamara.
Damn. Doing math on a speedboat.
They have one black guy and they made him the photographer. Why did he do that?
Booty look pretty. Watching TV. Wait, pause it.
We should stop this and really try and pull some pickup lines from this.
I think he just said, pretty on TV. And there's something on TV, booty looking pretty. Like when we going back to your crib, it's right now. And that's exactly what we did, we turned the lights out. She got me like wow. And then I took her clothes off, she got pipe down. Girl like
Do you think Riri's upset about this song? Like, it kind of sounds like he like this. He's like almost kind of referring that Riri's a little easy, maybe.
There's this other token guy that looks like fucking Kane from wrestling with head tattoos.
Like, does
or he
need
looks like Private Pyle?
Does he need a girl like Riri, or does he need Riri? Because like,
I think he wants Riri.
It's like when a girl's like,
but she denied him.
So you're like a great guy. I need a guy like you. And you're like, I am like me. Well, it's not you, right?
I'm so the most like me.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe this Riri chick's like probably pretty upset. Like, you could just have me. Like, I think you're a very talented rapper. No, dude.
I need someone like you.
And based on how creative this guy is, she's probably a real person, this Riri. Yeah, yeah, he didn't change the name at all.
Her name's Dee Dee.
No, it just doesn't. I can't rhyme as much with that.
Isn't Riri Rihanna?
Yeah, Riri. Rihanna's Riri.
Yeah.
Do you think she knows the songs better?
Also, the sad thing.
I don't think she's ever heard it.
The last song was from 2011, so we were like, that's in our past. This one is from last year. Or 2020.
How did you come across these guys?
Yikes. Oh, I come across. What? No, and it's just always been a known thing, the California one. Then I found this. It was in the recommendeds. Which, this is really going to ruin my whole fucking thing.
Yeah, your algorithm's fucked.
I had such a good algorithm going on, dude. I had some algorithms that I wasn't ready to click on because I'm like, it'll keep popping up and I'll eventually click on it.
You were going
to
click on the algorithm?
Well, you know those videos that keep popping up in your algorithm? And you're like, all right, I'll get to it. But keep showing it to me just in case I forget.
Now they're going
to
be gone.
And now those are gone because fucking Riri.
That's what happens when you want a video like that, but you don't want that exact video.
Yeah, I say, send me a different one. I want one like that.
How many views does the original Clone of Fornia have now?
My guess is going to be in the...
High 200,000.
I think it's in the couple... Well, probably 10,000-ish.
Just check. You have the ability to check.
Yeah, but I don't want to look at it before I guess.
I want a 200,000.
I think it's probably a million.
Holy shizballs, 161K.
I'm pretty close.
That's not bad.
That was generous.
That's still too many people to have seen that.
Which, that's... The amount of people
is that the population of Kelowna?
That's the population.
But if you think of how long it's been on there, what, 10 years?
Yeah.
It's 11, not that much.
Yeah, 11 years.
Yeah. So in 11 years, you're looking at 10,000 views. Just what, 12,000 views a year kind of thing?
Yeah.
Fuck. I don't know the math on that too well, but it could be crazy.
Well, as much as I'd love to keep listening to these you don't like Dolla D? Amazing songs.
You don't like Dolla D or Lil Windex? Fucking dumbest name.
Dude, he doesn't want a girl like Riri. Just back off, bro.
Featuring a guy named Roni and a guy named Corey.
Dude, I love
stain. I spray a little Windex on.
What's your real name that you went as Corey for your rap name?
Yeah, you must have a shitty name. Wait, I can have a porn name? I'll be Pete Jones. Pretty sure every person in this video, including that boat, is on the, what's that?
The Dirty?
The Dirty.
Probably.
Guaranteed. That boat was stolen by somebody in like a custody battle or something. Who knows? Kelowna's a big mecca of shitbags, dude. You know this.
I know this.
We're locals, dude. You're not local.
I'm not local.
You're from Halifax.
I'm a shitbag.
But you're welcome to town, to Kelowna, as you got your car stolen.
Yeah, I'm like a shitbag. I'm not a.
Yeah, I want
not a, the shitbag. Shit bag I'm like a shitbag.
I want a shitbag like you.
Yeah,
but
yeah
I want
exactly.
I want a shitbag like you. I want a shitbag like Riri.
I want a girl who I can beat.
What? Who you can beat?
Yeah, you know, like Riri.
I want a girl who I can
beat. Beat.
Oh, beat.
I just want to grab her head and hit it against the window a few times. You know, like Riri.
Oh, my God. I thought you said be like
that's why
you
I want a girl like that. All right, we gotta go. We got to bust it, bud.
All right, we're going to hit a break. And when we come back, we'll have some news.
Whoa.
News.
Whoa.
I said noose. Yeah. Ha ha. Ha ha. This is my character called Guy Who Never Actually Starts Rapping. Yo. Here we go. Here we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ha ha. Turn the music up in them headphones. Yo. Here we go. Here we go.
The guy in the booth is just like slowly counting, like 1, 2, 3, and you're like, nah.
1 and 2, and he's like counting to 4 over and over again.
Get to the riffs, dude.
And then Crumb just keeps going.
Dude, that's crazy, man. I just be working on these beats every day. I just be out here. So
I'm in the booth.
I'm in the booth, man. It's crazy. I just be doing stuff all the time. It's a wild world.
Soundproof booth.
Turn up the beat.
I need less treble in the headphones.
Now turn I need beat more treble in the headphones. It's somewhere in between those two settings, please. Yeah.
I need treble in the headphones. Where my vitamins? Give me them Flintstones.
Drop the bass. Now bring it back.
Now drop it again.
No, actually, never mind. Take it out.
Too manly of a rat. You have to sound like fucking Minnie Mouse when you do it.
Tell that bass you're looking for a bass that's like that bass.
Thing in my headphone. That's what the guy sounds like. Little Windex. No, that's the Porky Pig rapping, dude.
That's all, folks.
That's how white guys rap.
Wait, that's for real, we're going to a break now.
We're going to break.
Adios.
Hello, this is Igor. Please don't listen to the Back Table Comedy Podcast because this guy suck and they should go kill themselves. Oh, thank you.
You piece of shit. Hit it.
Like that.
that Nick Nolte?
Boil the master nothing. So when we finish,
it's Gary Newman.
Boy, he said, well, that's old. This is where Scat was born. He said it, but I mean, they give me that monocle. But that's where Scat was supposed to start.
Do you mean Paul Newman?
But Jello Earl Morton claimed that it ain't some comedian used to scat way back there in the 80s or something. But I wasn't born then. I wouldn't argue with him.
When were you born?
Fuck you!
Hey, what about the news?
It's time for Slow News Day.
Welcome back to the program. You guys ready for some news?
From what?
Ready this for some, just in.
Ready for some nudes?
Sure, dude. Bring it on.
All right. The first article. You guys ready?
I'm always born ready, dude.
Speeding woman on cocaine kills drunk driver high on meth in Las Vegas area.
What the frick, dude?
Sounds like the start to a math problem. A speeding woman on cocaine kills a drunk driver high on meth in North Las Vegas. How fast was the woman going?
Turns out they were both in parked cars.
You can't stop me no matter who you are.
North Las Vegas. A speeding woman killed a woman on speed. Hey, boom, boom, boom.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
A speeding woman is accused of driving under the influence of cocaine and alcohol when she crashed into another car, killing its driver, who was under the influence of methamphetamine.
Jesus Christ, dude.
All right, now don't laugh at this name. Summer Butler. Thank you, Matt, for following instructions.
I had to clear out allergies.
Faces charges of DUI resulting in death, reckless Jesus driving, Christ. And being in possession of a controlled substance in connection with the fatal crash.
So a drunk driver killed an intoxicated driver on speed?
A woman on cocaine killed a drunk driver on meth.
Does this guy know how to party or what?
That was well done.
Oh, sorry. The woman was on cocaine and alcohol.
The fuck's he whining about back?
I think he's jealous of the whole cocaine and alcohol
thing. I think he's a snowflake.
North Vegas police reported a two-car crash near Cheyenne Avenue and Civic Center Drive.
Spicy.
Police said a car was making a U-turn in a center lane, causing the front of another car, which Butler was driving, to collide with it.
Whoa.
The driver and the passenger in the first car were both ejected from the vehicle.
You're out of here.
Get out of here.
Hey. Closing time, pal. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Butler's car traveled about 150 feet before it stopped in some landscaping.
So, someone's yard?
I guess, yeah. I don't know why they didn't just say that.
Death by mulch.
Did you just say a garden or a bushes or...
Police said that. That's what the police said, sorry. I should have read that all in one sentence. All three people involved were taken to the hospital. There, police said Butler was acting erratic and had to be sedated by medical staff.
I told you, he's fucking passed out, that fucking piss drunk cock.
While a trauma paramedic was attending to Butler's injuries, a small bag containing a white substance fell out of the left side of her bra. What was he doing rooting around in her bra?
It fell out. That's super baggy.
Don't you know that's the first place you check, dude?
Always check the bra, dude.
Wait a minute.
You never know what's in there.
There's mustard stains on this bra. It was dirty before the crash. I'm not helping this person.
Yeah, I didn't go through 6 terms of fucking paramedic school for this shit, dude.
Nearly 2 weeks after the crash, blood tests confirmed Butler had cocaine and cannabinoids in her system.
Oh,
it must
no.
have been the weed, man.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
It had to have been the weed.
Gotta be the weed.
The fuck's this idiot doing?
The blood draw also found Butler had an alcohol level of 0.102, which is above the legal limit.
No way.
Way.
0.1. Okay, yeah. Because legal limit's 0.08. Yeah.
0.08, yeah.
The victim who died in the crash had a blood alcohol level more than 3 times above the legal limit.
Whoa.
More than 3 times.
They have triple.
His life's a blur. Fuck him.
That's good, though. That's commitment.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you're going to drink and drive, then you should really drink and then drive.
Yeah. Yeah, because everyone, anytime you make a bad decision, you want to make sure that...
It's the worst possible bad decision you can
make.
Well,
because I feel like Guinness World Record, you should still be able to hold it even if you killed someone.
Probably, mm-hmm. I think so, too. That's
yeah, even if it results in death.
Yeah, yeah, and there's still...
Still needs to be in print.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, someone did something that no one else has done. to that level, right?
Third graders can stare at it and just try and find the Britney Spears one that shows them a little bit of her vagina.
I was more of a fan of the most expensive bra in the world. Oh, yeah. The person also had a substantial amount of methamphetamine in their system.
Whoa.
A substantial amount.
I wonder what a substantial amount is.
I'm pretty sure any is bad.
Data from Butler's car showed she was traveling 70 miles per hour just seconds before the collision.
What kind of car is she driving that there's data in it?
It's pretty cool.
It's going to be a pretty futuristic car.
1 second before impact, Butler was driving at 73 miles per hour. I guess that's what over means.
That's pretty crazy that a car can rat you out.
The speed limit was only 40.
That's almost double.
Yeah, I think where they went wrong there is they thought someone who was high on cocaine was going to obey the speed limit.
Yeah.
Well, what song was playing? That's can we check the data in the car to see what song was playing on
check
the radio?
Check their Spotify.
Police issued a warrant for Butler's arrest in June. A judge released her on a $15,000 bail and ordered her to stay away from drugs and alcohol. Hold up. Got a badass over here.
What the fuck?
What are you doing?
It's not adjusting. I put it on tempo 200 and it didn't change anything.
You suck.
Fuck.
You
I tried
fuck.
To make it cocaine tempo.
You know, for the fact that this is in a basement, this is very unprofessional.
In a dude room.
A dude room.
Okay, for my next article, it comes from thevibes.com.
Oh, cool, dude.
Paralyzed woman forced to go to bank by ambulance to renew ATM card.
Say that in a sentence again.
Yeah, before you get into it, I picture an ambulance picking this lady up and forcing her to go to the bank. Like, come with us, you're going to the bank.
I don't care if you're paralyzed or not. Swipe the goddamn card.
We got nothing to do and you're out here.
What's your password? No, it's not Bosco.
Paralyzed woman forced to go to bank by ambulance to renew ATM card. A paralyzed and sickly woman.
Oh, now I feel bad.
Imagine. She's just paralyzed.
Yeah, well, she might have had jaundice.
I'm paralyzed, but other than that, perfectly healthy.
Yeah. Aside from my ass rotting from beneath me.
Aside the fact that I can't move any of my limbs, I'm perfectly healthy.
Well, it's lower limbs if they're paraplegic.
It just says paralyzed.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said paraplegic. Yeah, if they're fully paralyzed, that would suck. Also, what do you need a bank card for if you're fully paralyzed?
Yeah, can't they just get rid of
quadriplegic? They don't call it quadrilized.
No. I get it, okay? I fucked up.
You fucking
idiot.
No,
you can be paralyzed from the neck down.
Yeah,
you can be paralyzed from the waist down. The article says paralyzed. I thought it said paraplegic.
He earns money. He pays taxes. He's just like you. ARC, the Association for Retarded Citizens.
I only have one plegic. I don't have a pair.
I jumped to assumptions, and now I'm the fool.
Yeah, you're going to heck. Straight to heck.
A paralyzed and sickly woman had to be taken by ambulance to a bank to renew her almost expired ATM card. This major inconvenience was due to the bank's refusal to help ease the card renewal process, alleged the woman's daughter, known as Nur Hatini.
Sound it up.
Nur Hatini. She shared the ordeal in a TikTok video, which so far garnered 1.1 million views. Ma, Grandma, we went viral.
Grandma? Grandma?
More than 48,000 likes and 5,000 comments.
Boy. For the record. You don't need to laugh so hard at this.
Nur Hatini claimed that she tried to contact the bank to ask for an easier way to renew the ATM card without her mother having to go to the bank. However, she was told that her mother had to be physically there at the bank outlet, and because of that, the family had to pay for ambulance services. How'd they do that? She needed to renew her card.
Someone else would have paid for it, and then they would have had to do an e-transfer, which is always an inconvenience.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So you have to answer, like, what kind of security question do you want to make?
Well, what if they have a direct deposit?
You never know.
This did not sit well.
Maybe the security question would be, am I paraplegic or quadriplegic? Everyone gets it wrong.
Anytime Felina sends me money, her security question is, what's the name of my dead dog? And I always screenshot it with the answer, who cares?
Okay.
This did not sit well with most commenters on the TikTok and a consumer advocate as they condemned the bank for being inflexible. Well, yeah, buildings aren't very flexible. They don't have limbs. Neither does... Also, this woman's not very flexible
actually,
either.
Actually, she is pretty flexible. She just needs someone else to do it for her.
Hmm.
She, I can't feel pain. She just start bending her legs around and then just wait for the snapping to stop, I guess.
Great googly moogly. The bank could have asked for proof from the family about the woman's health and sent an officer to her house to sort it out, said Getaran, the Vibes Bahasa Malaysia news portal. What?
Oh, this is in Malaysia?
This is in Malaysia.
Yeah, well, their banks in Malaysia are crazy.
He also urged bank... Oh, I don't know if... The bank Negara Malaysia...
How dare you!
...to draw up guidelines on banking services for sick customers.
It's already 2022. There must be a better way for those who are terribly ill to attend to their banking affairs.
Yeah, it should be able to FaceTime in. Like, we had the Zoom meeting and everything.
No, because that just it just encourages people to cut people's faces off and wear them.
That's true. Never mind.
We don't need any more.
I feel like Malaysia has a lot to worry about above their banking. Yeah. You know,
they're already worried about people cutting off people's fingers so you can get into their phones. Now they're gonna be cutting faces off, dude.
This is all comments from the TikTok video, right? So why can't the bank send an officer to the house? Asked user Panda Dada.
You can't say their username after it loses all of their...
some commenters even suggested that the family closes the account to teach the bank a lesson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'll show them.
Unfollow.
That'll show them. One family is closing their account. Ooh, the bank's really going to feel that in the balls.
Dude, I started banking at Malaysia Bank because of this story.
I opened 3 accounts.
I like this security that they go forward with. I like how dedicated they are to keeping my information safe.
It reminds me of that tragedy.
Which one?
9/11.
Oh. Ooh, Josh, this is good for you.
Stop laughing, Ferris.
This next article is good for you. I accept cookies, whatever. Poo transplants.
Fuck, dude.
Will be offered to patients with superbugs in the UK.
What the?
Josh, you should move to the UK.
So you just shit into someone else's asshole?
The fecal transplant can be swallowed in a pill. Or delivered directly via a tube inserted into the stomach.
This is my idea for revenge earlier.
Yeah, it's all coming back around.
My poo nugget going through their tube.
It's all coming back to me.
But now you have a new idea. You know those little capsules, those little pill capsules that dissolve?
Yeah.
What if you just diarrhea into a bunch of those and then feed it to the people who stole Matt's car?
Well, I just diarrhea and then I have to reach in and scoop them all individually.
Well, yeah, you diarrhea into like a cup or something and then...
But if they dissolve, won't the diarrhea just dissolve them? I'd have to diarrhea, let it solidify into crusty and powdery, and then scrape it.
Okay, so this is what you're going to do. You're going to diarrhea... You're going to put it on a piece of wax paper, put it in the oven, cook it till it's dry, and then you're going to grate it. So you're going to grate it until it's fine, and then you can put it in a pill.
Oh,
and then
grate or grade?
Grate.
I feel like, you know when people have
A+.
like meth lab or like cook labs going on, and they have all those different things going on and the pressing things? And
you know meth labs or cook labs?
Yeah, you know the cook labs?
Oh, yeah, the cook labs.
Where they cook meth and shit.
Where they wear those cook jackets.
Put your penis back in
my
your
button
fucking...
came undone on my sweats.
I just saw your dick through your your goddamn PJ pants.
No, you did not.
I just saw your little tiny penis.
No, that's case closed. You would never be able to
Looks
see
Looks like
it.
There's going to be 6 more weeks of summer.
That's how much I hate summer. My penis just curls into my...
Ah, shit. Was that crowd work? Fuck.
Damn it.
Hundreds of patients...
You got to cut that out, dude. No more crowd work, all right? You're going to lose jobs that way. This guy's already losing jobs because all he talks about is freaking weed and sex.
Drugs and sex. Hundreds of patients battling super bugs will be treated with gut bacteria taken from healthy donors' faces.
Good God, man.
A UK health regulator has announced. In a nutshell. They put it in a nutshell. Help, I'm in a nutshell. The UK's health regulator, the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, NICE, that's the abbreviation,
oh, that's
NICE,
sick.
gave the go-ahead for fecal microbiota transplant, or FMT, Josh.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say that, actually.
To be offered to UK patients who have been treated for at least two or more Clostridium difficile, or C. diff.
Here's my ass!
Infections with no success. C. diff is a rapper who is featured on Colonifornia.
With Lil Windex.
Oh, that's not what it says. C. diff is a type of bacteria that causes diarrhea.
Hey, quit stealing my moves!
And generally affects those taking antibiotics. Those who are over the age of 65 have been staying in a hospital or a care home or have a weakened immune system.
A weakened immune system.
Or a long-term health condition like diabetes are also more susceptible to infection from C. diff.
C. diff. Featuring C. diff.
Yo, I have a weakened immune system. I can't feel my face when it's with you.
Saturday, I can't stop
That's
pooping.
Just cocaine, dude.
While it is more often than not treated with antibiotics, C. diff is referred to as a superbug due to its ability to resist treatments.
Cool.
The treatment aims to restore healthy populations of gut bacteria by transferring different bacteria and microorgasms from it, just like your mom has.
Oh my god. From a micro pee-pee.
From yeah, mine. From a healthy donor into the gut of the patient. Nice.
This is just gross.
Said that trials to date have shown FMT treatments are substantially better than just antibiotics when it comes to resolving C. diff infection.
Hey, who ordered the poo-poo platter?
I did for my diabetes.
What movie is that from?
Pugsley.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
It's from The Godfather.
Two.
It's from that Rats documentary.
Oh, God. Don't bring that shit up,
Mark
dude.
Mark Chapman, interim director of medical...
Didn't that guy fucking shoot John Lennon? With a poo pill?
I thought that was the guy from Monty Python.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Graham Chapman.
Oh, yeah. He wears the chap.
He's a Chapman.
It's a Chapman.
His lips are always, his lips are always super dry. Mark Chapman, interim director of medical technology at NICE, said in a statement, there is currently a need for effective treatment of C. diff in people who have had two or more rounds of antibiotics. Our committee's recommendation of this innovative treatment will provide another tool for health professionals to use in the fight against this infection.
Why are you talking
while at the same
like
time
Barack Obama?
Balancing the need to offer the best care with value for money. Use of this treatment will also help reduce the reliance on antibiotics and in turn reduce the chances of antimicrobial resistance, which supports NICE guidance on good antimicrobial stewardship.
I think that started out as Obama and turned out into Clinton.
Yep.
It's good, though. That's usually what happens, right?
Yeah.
And that's the whole article. I really should vet these.
That was a really disgusting article.
Yeah, I don't know if I can really get behind C. diff.
You know what else is a disgusting article?
It's not very nice.
All the clothes you wear.
Roast battle next week, folks. Check it out.
Go homes, take a shower, and wash the shames off of you because you suck.
Oh, dude, is that Squizgar? Yeah, it is.
Squizgar Squiggle.
All right, I have one more article for you guys. You ready for it?
Go for it, dude.
Always.
Is Philly the rudest U.S. city? Only if you're a whiny baby.
Shit, dude.
So even the articles are rude.
I'm triggered already.
A survey ranked Philly as the rudest U.S. city. We're not rude, we're honest. There's a difference, fools. By Stephanie Farr.
Mayor of
Philly.
They're the brotherly love place.
Oh, Philadelphia was ranked as the rudest city in the United States in a recent study by the jabronis over at Repley.
Those fucking jabronis.
This was definitely written
from
by
the University
someone from
of,
Philly.
University of Bill Burr.
Preply, a language learning app, who said they surveyed 1,500 residents of the 30 largest metro areas in the nation and asked them to rate the rudeness of their own cities.
Fuck you!
Obviously, they've never seen the iconic Philly billboard that reads, Philadelphia isn't as bad as Philadelphians say it is.
Yeah, well, fuck you too.
In an article
outlining its incendiary findings, Prepley said it conducted the study to help travelers determine what to expect when visiting.
Oh, good for you!
Listen, we'll tell you what to expect when visiting Philly. Cool sights, great food, and a level of honesty from the city's people that some whiny babies are obviously not prepared for.
Those shoes don't match that shirt, you fucking jabroni!
Get the hell out of here.
Train, say your prayers, eat your vitamins, be true to yourself, true to your country, be a real American.
Real.
In Philly, we're not gonna smile to your face and talk trash behind your back, but we will smile at your back and talk trash to your face.
What?
I just made that last part up.
Okay. Did you? Oh, it's good. I like it.
You're going to know what we think of you the minute you look at our faces, because we're going to be cringing and grimacing.
Cringing and grimacing.
Which are creased with the lines of all the fools who've tested us before.
I used to have two pet fish named Cringing and Grimace.
That's not being rude. That's just being straightforward, as Twitter user at Heck Philly said. If your breath stinks, Philly will be like, your fucking breath is hard as fuck, dog. Whereas Louisville, or somewhere, might just offer you a piece of gum.
Gum?
What the? Oh, we got a little bit of that one.
This is what Heck Philly said on Twitter. Rude is subjective. I'm going to call this the straightforward scale.
Does it involve my ass?
Yeah, it does, sort of.
We're just the most straightforward. If your breath stinks, we're going to fucking stick a dick in your mouth.
It's all these tough guys on the thing.
In the survey, residents were asked to rate the rudeness of their city on a scale of 1 to 10. Philadelphia rated it 11. Philadelphia came in first with an average rudeness of 6.43, just ahead of Memphis 10, which rated 6.05, and New York City, which rated 6.0.
I mean, the real question here is, folks, is where's California rate on that scale?
If you're familiar with American culture, this may not come as a shock to you.
Cut out the jibber-jabber. Don't be babbling like a fool. Say what you got to say. That's all. Then shut your dang pow-hole.
If you're familiar with American culture, this may not come as a shock to you, said the brash article outlining the findings. Although nicknamed the city of brotherly love, Americans typically stereotype Philadelphians as rude. But locals tend to attribute their behavior to feeling insularity in the city.
So they make an article about everyone being rude, and then they're just super rude.
And they're just bashing everyone who
shit on all the woke snowflakes.
You fucking pussies. We're not that fucking rude, you bitch.
Call us rude to your face. I'll fucking kill you.
If you've spent any time...
you're a big dick, buddy.
Call us rude to your face. Did you say?
Yeah.
Call
yeah.
us rude to your face, and I'll fucking kill you.
Yeah.
If you've spent any time in Philly, you'll know that the people here are far from insular. Perhaps nowhere else in the world are you more likely to be hit up for a conversation by a random stranger.
Bullshit.
That sounds awful.
Come on out, you rapist! Come on out, you rapist!
Why does it always repeat so much?
I don't know, this is the only one that repeats.
Hit stop on it.
It's a
bit aggressive.
Last year, I was talking to myself at a city hall crosswalk.
What the fuck?
It was a long day, in brackets. And an older gentleman came up and asked me if I was talking to myself. I said, get the fuck out of here, you old bitch! Anyways, we're not rude. Yeah, I make pretty good company, I said. I'd do that too, he said. And then he talked to me as we waited for the light to change and we walked across the street together holding hands.
This guy remembers one interaction 2 years ago.
This man literally started a conversation with me so I wouldn't just be having one by myself. And I'm doing so. He reminded me why I love Philly so goddamn much. Five months ago...
Well, I'm freaking convinced.
A post on Philly Reddit titled, Philly people are the warmest people I've ever met. highlighted this point and denounced the people of Philadelphia a rude stereotype. Sure, if you act like an ass, then you're going to get called out for it, like you should. But if you just act like a normal, considerate adult, so many strangers are happy to have a conversation about anything at all. That sounds like my nightmare. I hate having conversations with strangers.
Well, then you better act like an ass, dude.
Hey, I'm an asshole.
Why are you so rude? You don't know, now you know.
Don't say Josh.
I didn't, dude.
God damn, I love this town. Thank you, Philly, for another wonderful visit and great conversation with random strangers. No one does it better than yous.
This guy should keep to talking to himself.
But it's not just conversation, Josh and Matt. I've sung with strangers on the streets of Philly more times than I can count now. Once, while walking down Market Street, I encountered a guy pushing a cart who was singing, "Loving you is easy, 'cause you're beautiful," at the top of his lungs. I couldn't help but sing back, "Do do do do, do do ah."
Hey, you like to see homos naked? That's cool, man. Whatever.
Do do ah is everything. Is the exact phrase I say after I take a nice poop.
Do 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 ah. That's what they say when they shove the poop transplants up their butts.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's right. You like that song? He asked. Who doesn't? I said. According to respondents at the Preply survey, Philly's biggest faux pas, or Fox Pass, is talking on speakerphone in public. Okay, this I can confirm. I've been in way too many public bathrooms in Philly where the person in the stall next to me is having a full-on conversation on speakerphone. Ma'am, you may somehow be okay with the person on the other end hearing you pee, but I was not prepared to have my trip to the bathroom broadcast to strangers. Could you hang up the phone, please? I'm taking a fat shit over here.
You sound like the coach from Big Mouth.
I don't know. I haven't seen that show in a while.
And the I got survey. News for you. That means you're gay.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Just being rude.
The survey also claims that Philly's locals, people born and raised in the city, that means, by the way, in case you were wondering what a local is, it means someone who's born and raised in that city.
I love the Beach Boys.
Some chick that's, that's from the city.
Are ruder than non-locals who moved here later in life. They were ranked the rudest locals nationwide. But it's all about how you approach locals here in Philly. A Twitter user named Bill Hangley Jr. said earlier this year...
He sounds like he's from Philly.
What I like about our town is that people come back at you the way you come back at them. Like an orgy.
So when you're rude to somebody, they're rude back to you.
Nice.
All right, don't laugh at this next...
Well, come see, come saw.
Yeah. What the fuck?
I'm going to start this quote again, and don't laugh, okay? What I like about our town is that people come back at you the way you come at them. Come hard, and you'll get hard back.
Oh my god, that is funny!
Come loving, like Josh, and you'll get love back. What? Twitter user at J Plus gave a real-life example in May, because all these other ones were made up. When they wrote...
Here's a real one, at the very end.
When they wrote, if someone nearly runs me over and I yell, watch it, or pay attention, they lose their shit. But if I just go, yo, yo, hey, they're like, oh, sorry, my bad.
That's a sentence that that guy
that's
said.
That's a real...
That's the only real...
Real life example.
Real life example they have. We're like, hey, if you hit someone with your car almost, or they almost hit you, you yell at them, you're like, hey, don't fucking hit me with your car. They're like, hey, fuck you. But if you're like, yo, they're like, oh, yo.
Oh, but so that one about the guy talking to himself is
I guess
fake?
That was made up, yeah. This is their only real-life example.
Yeah, and the time it took him to write this article, he realized that three of his references were actually made up.
Sounds like me writing an article.
Sounds like you writing a joke.
Jesus, dude.
You guys just... Ah, oh, shit. Someone fed me false information.
Is Philly a perfect city? Far from it. Can people be incredibly rude here? Oh, yeah. But it's not all people. And it's not even most, not even close. There are incredible acts of kindness between strangers and friends happening in Philly all the time. And don't let some stupid fucking dumbass survey tell you any differently. Cue Bill Burr's Philly set.
That limey cocksucker can rot in hell for all I care.
Sorry, I didn't have it.
Yeah, it's fine, but that was close enough.
It's pretty good. It's pretty accurate.
Pretty close. I'm pretty sure you said that at some point in the set.
It's a pretty good Bill Burr impression.
A big dick, buddy.
Buddy.
What about my big dick?
Have you been to Philly?
Me? No.
No? You think you could survive there?
Probably not. They sound pretty rude over there.
I don't like rudeness, dude.
I read an article. Someone read me an article about Philly, and half of it wasn't even true, I don't think.
What? Dude. I've only been, I think, to Los Angeles. And Seattle.
When I was a snowboard instructor, one of the kids I taught, I asked him what his favorite hockey team was because he loved hockey, and he said the Paphiladelphia Flyers.
The Paphiladelphia?
Paphiladelphia?
Paphiladelphia.
How old was this kid? 18?
I think he was probably like 23.
He never wears like, helmets.
Yeah, this
is
2 weeks in snowboard lessons where I was like, you don't need a. Were you going to wear a helmet? Look like a fucking kook?
First lesson, take off that fucking helmet, you jabroni.
Second lesson, get fucking wasted every time.
The more alcohol in your system, the better, all right? Yeah. Loosey goosey.
Makes everything slow motion, and that way you're way better, dude. You can see the shit coming.
There you go. You can feel the vibrations.
Slow motion in the ocean. That's a good way to drown.
Oh, no.
Anyways, that was all the news articles I had. Does anyone have anything else they would like to talk about?
The news.
Dude, that's enough news for me today.
It's a lot to take in.
Well, yeah, I already said that. I was done with the news. That's why I'm asking if anyone else has anything else they want to talk about.
I can't take it.
I
can't take any more news.
Well, is that an episode?
We learned about poo pills.
Poo pills.
Pooples.
They call it poo transplants.
C. diff. Oh, I'm sorry. C. diff.
C. diff.
C. diff.
California. California.
Well, if no one has anything else, I think that's an ad on a YouTube video.
20
I'm thankful
seconds
to be on a podcast like this.
Little Windex,
not
you get me
podcast.
Next time.
podcast like this.
Like Riri.
Like Riri.
Well, what do you think? Is that an episode, boyos?
I think so. Oi.
All right, well, hey, Matt. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Always a pleasure. Always pleasurable.
Always a good time.
What the fuck?
What? It's pleasing to be around Matt Baker. I come every time.
Oh, my God.
I'm the opposite of Philadelphia.
That's what plays in my head every time I think of Philadelphia.
Yeah, boo.
Boo. You're a bunch of jabronis.
Jabroni is my new favorite word.
I think it's a pretty good word.
I'm going to record. You guys should call the Kelowna album Kelowna Jabronis.
Kelowna Jabrona.
Kelowna Jabrona. Kelowna Fornia Jabrona Fornia.
I was just going to say Jabrona Fornia. God damn it.
Jabrona Fornia.
He crowd worked before I did.
Ah, too much riffing.
Yeah, you just crowd worked your way out of a job, dude.
Damn. I should have wrote that down.
You are the riff king. Rifkin?
Al Rifkin?
Al. Thought it was
Cal Rifkin.
No, I just watched that episode of Seinfeld.
I think it's Cal Rifkin, isn't it?
No, it was...
He's a baseball player.
No, I'm thinking of the serial killer who strangled all those people.
Oh, that guy from Philadelphia.
Joel Rifkin. Yeah.
That guy's a freak.
And then Elaine wants to change his name to Remy.
Yeah. Remy, that's a good...
Anyways, that's it. That's the episode. Fuck off.
Souls in the world. You guys know this isn't the 4th of July, right?